Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Hi, this is Carol with Let's Talk Dementia. I'm glad you're joining me today. I want to talk to you about fighting for what is right. You know, we're all about having our opinion, making sure what we believe is right and true and accurate, and the way things should be, that all that happens. Sometimes in our caregiving journey, what we believe about all of those things might change, and that change might be necessary. Sometimes it should not change. Sometimes we have to stick to what we know is healthy and safe. Well, we always want to stick to what we know is healthy and safe. But our perception of normal, I guess, is what I want to talk about. First of all, you're not normal. Neither am I, or anybody else you know. None of us is normal. Normal is a state of mind that does not exist. It's kind of like having a Christmas that's perfect, a Norman Rockwell Christmas. That doesn't exist either. Or a Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving doesn't exist either. So normal is not something we can achieve. So we need to stop thinking about normal in the terms of what we are used to. Let me give you an example. I get up many mornings, and I'm a hungry girl in the morning. I've always enjoyed breakfast. But if I have a certain salad in my refrigerator that I absolutely love, I will eat it for breakfast. And it's got all kinds of vegetables in it, a nice dressing, and I love this salad. And after it's been in the fridge for a day or two, I like it even more. That's what I have for breakfast. Now, is that normal? Well, I'm relatively sure no one else I know has that for breakfast. So maybe I am abnormal. I know I am abnormal in lots of ways. But does that matter? Does that change anything? Well, consider most of the people that you know are probably having honey buns for breakfast with coffee and sugar and cream, or they've got an expensive coffee from one of our well-known coffee shops that's loaded in calories, or they're eating cereal that's covered in sugar, then I'm thinking maybe I'm a little more normal than you might think. If your loved one with dementia gets up and they want leftovers from dinner last night, and you know they love spaghetti and that's what they had, and they want spaghetti for breakfast, but you want them to eat oatmeal, I want you to stop and think, is that really worth arguing with them? And the answer is no, it's just not. Now, if they want to eat a bowl of Hershey Kisses for breakfast, now that might not be good. But having something that seems a little out of the ordinary, it's not worth the fight. I was just talking with a friend whose loved one wants to sleep in her chair, and the staff puts her to bed in the bed, and a minute later, she wants in her chair. Now, there is a physical health reason why she really does need to be in the bed, but I see this happen more often than you would believe, that people just want to sleep in their chair. They're comfortable there, and family go, no, I want them to get their pajamas on and put them in the bed. We paid for a one-bedroom apartment. They're going to sleep in that bed. Why? Why is that necessary? If they want to sleep in their chair, and if they are sleeping and they're comfortable, why? Just let them do it. I can tell you some of my best sleep is in my recliner, so don't tell me sleeping in a chair is not comfortable. It can be. So there's just things we argue about and we take possession of in our brain that we need to change or to fix that, yeah, you just probably don't. So give that some thought. Check out our work at letstalkdementia.org. I'm here to help you. I hope you'll sign up for our virtual support group. It's called Exclusive Dementia Support Circle, and you can sign up on the website. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.